And I'm really excited to talk to you about the original library because you have such a long association with it. Could you tell me how you first started working there?
Well, originally I was a member of the library. I knew where every book was on those shelves. And the position came up of assistant librarian. So I applied for that and got the position. Then when the original librarian left, they asked me to take over, which I did. And I worked for the Geraldton Cultural Trust in their various places, the old library building, as we call it, the old railway station. A library was set up in Dulacca Street in their own buildings, and then eventually into the
residency.
Yeah, into the residency, where it still is.
I just want to go back a bit. So when you first started as an assistant, how many hours would you have been doing then?
Well, the library ran in three shifts for 6 days a week. Saturday was a bit easier. They only had one shift. The other days, Monday to Friday, were 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon, and an hour and a half or 2 hours in the evening. And there were always people around on every shift because it was the only library in town. Oh, no, there was another one, the railway.
Oh.
The railway had a library for their members.
Oh, is that right?
Hmm.
But obviously this is before the public library was open.
Yes, just before, yes.
So, Tui, I was wondering when you started work as the librarian at the old library, I gather you were actually living on the premises.
It was a case of actually having to live there with trying to work the three shifts in the day. So I was living in my home in Conway Street at the time. So we decided that we'd rent that house and go and live in the unit and run the library. My husband and I, my boys had left home. And it was quite a few stories can be told about that building and around the building.
I'm very interested and grateful for the fact you've drawn me a little diagram of the building as it was. Mm. And I'm really interested to see that actually the ground floor, the library section itself on the left, is probably not even quite as big as the living area on the right. So really, your living area took up at least half of that ground floor.
Yes, yeah. It had two bedrooms, a lounge, kitchen, dining, bathroom. So it was a full unit. At the reading room that runs, this is the library, sort of about there, I suppose. That's a bit small. That had a long table in the middle, which had papers of the day and magazines and things like that. And it had a desk at one end overlooking the sea. And during the war, quite a lot of the servicemen used to come into that library, I was told, because I wasn't there at that time, and they used to write to their wives and families and tell them what they were looking at, which they were looking out onto the open sea straight ahead and the wharf on the left and the yacht club on the right. And I had a lot of visitors after the war years, and a lot of them were ladies who received letters and they wanted to know where was the spot that he would have written that letter. And it was quite moving to hear the stories. And a lot of those men didn't return home, but the wives were remembering the letters. And that was a very important spot in the library there.
And it would have been a beautiful, peaceful view too,
and
I
used to sit them down in that same chair and say to them, look out the window and see what they saw, which was the water and the rocks in the background and the ships and the fishing boats. And, you know, it was a busy scene. And they're just so grateful that they were there and they could sort of feel what their loved ones were writing about.
That's a beautiful story.
Mm.
That's fascinating that you... Really, so you went to, when you went to work, you just walked next door.
Mm. That was the door there I led into my kitchen. Often I have to nick out and turn the kettle on or something like that.
Because you said at the time your husband was working at the silos and working very long shifts.
Yeah, so he used to just walk along the railway line and come in the back. There was a little carport there and into the back door. And he could go into there and I wouldn't even know his home.
So the train was still running?
Yeah, just along between the sea and the building.
How many trains a day do you think?
Well, it all depends what they were carting. There was manganese in those days. And they used to rumble past. They used to shake everything because they were very heavy, full of manganese ore. And then they'd come back empty and they'd have a different sound. They'd clatter all the way back. But being an old building, it used to shudder and shake, and there was a big fireplace in one corner of the living room there, and sand used to drift down. Yeah, it was a very old building, of course.
Were you fond of it when you lived there?
Yes, I never had a bad vibe from that old building.
And I would imagine, actually, it probably hadn't changed much from when it had the second story put on. Mm. They probably hadn't changed a lot.
No, no. Probably the same paint on some of the walls. Yeah.
Now, upstairs was... you said there was even the old building.
Yeah,
there
was a reading room and a billiard room. And beautiful old table and... chairs. There were a lot of captain's chairs, you know, the sort I mean, with the rounded back and the leather padded seat. Well, I think the leather was long gone, but they were wooden, the ones that I can remember there. Lovely old furniture, so I don't know what happened to all that.
But some of that was closed off, that room upstairs, because it was a little bit of...
Yeah, I had to make sure the children didn't run around up there. I had plenty of exercise on those stairs running up and down.